Coaching as Benevolence, a podcast for people who are curious about using coaching for self-development. I'm Erin with Roots and Wings Grief and Loss Coaching.
And I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place Positive Intelligence Coaching.
Okay, we've made it to the end of season three. I can't believe we've had three seasons of our podcast together. LaShawn and I launched our podcast Coaching as Benevolence a year ago. So not only are we celebrating the end of season three, we're also celebrating all of our growth and our time spent together and what we've shared over the course of the past year amidst a lot of different changing dynamics and different life situations. So I just feel a lot of gratitude going into the end of season three and thinking about where we're headed for season four. We've talked about in past season recaps how it's been a labor of love, how this is definitely a kind of reflection with love when we get to the end of the season on the podcast episodes that we have really found have come from not only our minds and our hearts, but something deeper as well. So I'm going to send it over to LaShawn. And LaShawn, why don't you share with us what your favorite podcast episode is from season three and why?
Okay, well, that's really difficult to answer because I have so many that I really enjoyed. But I have to say, and this is from a personal point of view, the Navigating Grief episode, I think, is my favorite because it was a great way for our listeners and also for me personally to get coached through the grieving process. And it was a very new and shocking news that I received about my friend that I had been friends with for 10 years. We met in Japan and I got the news, I think the weekend before we recorded. It was quite recent. It was very close to when we recorded. So it was very raw and new. And I was in shock. And Erin, you did such a great job of holding space for that. I remember in the conversation getting clarity over, you know, what I was going through. And I also want to say that after the episode, it allowed me to really understand and accept what it was like to be in shock. And over the course of the grieving process, like I'm still in the grieving process because it was quite new. I believe it was in, I want to say September, October-ish. and it was really shocking because he was young and he was also very healthy. And he was the type of person who was always going and doing and active. For him to die of a heart attack, it just seemed so bizarre to me because he's such a healthy man. And over the weeks and months of going through the grieving process, I would have to say that that episode, Navigating Grief, really helped set the tone for a healthier grieving process for me. Because normally what I do when I grieve is I have a story I tell myself. My story is that the people that pass on or the people that I lose in death are not really lost, that I feel like their energy is still with me. And I have this exercise that I go through where I just keep bringing up the things that I remember about them, their voice or the way I felt around them or advice they would give me. And I bring it up again. So I feel like they're still with me. And I think that really helped with this new grieving process that I was going through with my friend that I lost, using that and also the knowledge and the clarity that you helped me get through the episode, Erin. And it was really cool to see you in action as a grief coach in action. And I wonder how the listeners felt kind of going along with us in the grief process. It was a very raw and real and spontaneous grief session, I would say, group coaching session. And I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, Erin, on that episode.
Yeah, well, thank you for revisiting that and, you know, opening back up some of that heartache too, right? That was a unexpected death loss. So, you know, my heart is still with you in that piece, but also appreciate what you've said about the episode. And I like that it was very raw and us just being genuine with ourselves, our me kind of on the coaching side, the work that I do is in how I approach that work, and you with the true grief that you were feeling and being able to share that with the public. And that is transformative in so many ways, because when we can hear people's grief stories and recognize the hardship within those, and even some of the beauty within those, and I think it really makes a difference to not feel so alone. So I appreciate you sharing in that episode so fully, and looking to the future, looking to season four. I think we'll continue to have different aspects of grief that we bring back into the conversation. So it'll be interesting to see you, LaShawn, with your story, how it keeps unfolding with, your grief needs and what you may want and desire in the future as well. So thank you for sharing that vulnerable story and with us and with me. Kind of going back to like the favorite episode of season three, I am struggling to pick. And for some reason, I don't think this is my favorite one, but I'm listening to my body. And we'll talk about that when we have a guest coming on here in the future in season four too. It's about the summer episode, the one on the lessons of summer and coaching. And I think for me, the reason why that one stands out to me is because, especially in the grief world, the lessons of fall flow naturally all the time because it is such a metaphor for grief and loss. But to kind of dig into the lessons of summer in a way that's a little bit more buoyant and a little bit more lighthearted, that was interesting to me. And it really stood out to me to try to really recognize what I can carry over from the summer lessons into other parts of the year for myself. I think with the changing seasons, I often, and I think this is natural, let go of some of those pieces that were life-giving when in each season. And just reflecting back on the summer podcast episode in season three, it just helps me to recognize that I can embody some of those aspects and move forward with some of those summer lessons and really thinking of like that childlike joy or the kind of way the weather and the sunlight are framed there. And summer's not my favorite season. So I think I'm being called in the moment to go back and listen to that episode again and really understand why it is that that one is standing out to me the most and what I want to do or, consider to carry forward some of the lessons of summer. LaShawn, we talked about the lessons of summer, we talked about the lessons of fall. So we brought the natural seasons much more forward into season three. Does anything stand out for you with the kind of more seasonal episodes?
Well, I think both Lessons of Summer and Lessons of Fall were really poignant episodes, although they Lessons of Summer or Fall didn't make my list of things that, when I was looking back at the season, although I thought all of the episodes were really good in their own right. But if I had to choose, they weren't the ones that I chose. But I do think that there is something to be said about looking at nature and looking at the seasons and seeing where aspects and characteristics of the seasons can be reflected in our own lives. And I think that when we look at the seasons and the things that we love about summer, the things that we love about fall, I think that's going to give us some information about what we value, what feelings we value, playfulness, the idea of rest, the idea of reflection, which came up in the lessons of fall. And the lessons of summer, I mean, I just feel like because we right now in Colorado, it feels like winter is here. We had a little bit of snow. And as I was driving to Boulder, I saw, the foothills are just dusted with snow, and it's a beautiful sight. And we had it was overcast and there was a little bit of snow in the morning. So my thoughts were going more towards winter and towards, the quiet time of winter when things are blanketed with snow or when the sky is thick with clouds and there's the silence, that kind of muffling silence that happens when it snows. That's where my thoughts went And so when you brought up summer, I'm like, hey, you know, that's a really good way to capture the warmth and the joy and the vibrance of summer in what is becoming late fall and soon to be winter. So that's one thing that I thought about when you brought up the lessons of summer. And I think there's a lot to be said about both of those episodes where you're looking at seasons, you're looking at the change with summer. It's things are green and you've got flowers and you've got the sun in its full glory and you've got the heat of summer. You have swimming and things having to do with water in the summer. And in the fall, you have the brilliance of the fall colors. And we did talk a lot about the letting go that comes with fall. So I think there's a lot to be said about looking at the lessons of the seasons. It gives you a chance to do like an inventory of your values and also looking forward, how you'd like to integrate those things into your life. So I think there's a lot of value in that. It's interesting that you should bring up summer. Any other episodes that come to mind for you, Erin?
Yes, and I want to highlight that you brought up values as a way to tie that to the seasonal shifts and what the seasons show for you. That's such a good point, LaShawn. I love that. So thanks for adding that in there because, yeah, we can definitely see how our values show up for us in the way that we live out our summer and fall and winter and more. And I will say we do have a little bit of like a light dusting on the foothills right by Longmont. And it's just, I don't know, there's something really beautiful about that kind of quietness and beauty that shines in nature this time of year too. But maybe I'm calling in summer because I'm feeling cold. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Because usually fall and winter are my favorite seasons. But to answer your question, looking at other episodes, other topics that really stood out to me, I think this whole season really embodies hope. And I think we might get to that maybe a little bit later. And I will say the two interviews we did this year or in this season, excuse me, were really, I think the people who we interviewed, so Ryan Forbes and Dr. Katie, they were so thoughtful and had a lot to say. And they were more kind of subject matter experts. And so I think that was really helpful for us to really understand neurodivergent needs in children and teens and criminal justice system and its flaws and areas of improvement. And it was really hopeful, I'm going to use that word, to sit with both of them and see both their passion and their expertise come together to create meaningful change, both within the community and even beyond that, outside of Colorado, and then, up to the state level within Colorado as well. So I think that also really stands out to me is when we bring people on to our podcast, I just feel so lucky to be able to learn from what they have to say and to be able to sit in the space with you, LaShawn, as we grow together with our guests. And so this year, or this, I keep saying this year, this season was, I think, really good with the two interviews. And they were both interviews that we had not talked about their specific topics on the podcast. And yeah, I do want to call out, they still do relate to coaching. And so when we think about restorative justice and mediated ways to come together and try to make compassionate decisions, that's coaching, right? Like that is coaching in itself in a lot of ways. And then with Dr. Katie, her work in supporting students navigate the transitions from high school to college with their neurodiverse needs, really helping them to be self-aware and self-advocate. Those also are coaching principles that we try to embody and help our clients with as well. And LaShawn, you do that so well as a positive intelligence coach, right? Like that self-awareness piece and that self-advocacy piece. I think those two areas of Dr. Katie's work really fit into the positive intelligence work that you do with your clients, really helping them to reframe the way that maybe thinking and feeling about things so that they can advocate for what they want and need and move forward in positive ways. So while sometimes these episodes may not seem exactly directly linked to coaching concepts, there's still a lot of richness in there that we may not always pull out explicitly, but there is for the listener to, pull out on their own as well in terms of, the lessons that are gleaned from these episodes. So I enjoyed both of those interviews this year, and Why do I keep saying this year?
Well, yeah, we're really close to our year anniversary, so that might be why. It's like, is your body saying it's a year?
Yes. Yeah. So, Lisanne, I'll pass it back to you.
I would echo what you said. One of the things that really, those were my top episodes that I really enjoyed. Both Dr. Katie and Ryan Forbes are examples of congruence and authenticity. And also, like you said, making meaning and, doing meaningful work, impactful work around their passions. And I really appreciated both of their uniquely and individual ways of taking what could be seen as a challenge to some and making it into an advantage, making the best of it. And in terms of Ryan Forbes, his story, where he used restorative justice to process and address the crash that happened and the consequent death that occurred. And, hearing that story and hearing what he has done with the experience that he had in the criminal justice system and how he has his own podcast and he sees himself as a Lorax who speaks for people in the criminal justice system who don't have the voice and wanting to shed light on certain injustices and things that could be done differently in the justice system. And it really put restorative justice on my radar. And I continue to go back to how can I know more about restorative justice? And with Dr. Katie, her passion and her clarity, and the way that she talked about her approach to supporting and consulting teenagers and their families that are they learn differently or they're neurodivergent. That really was something that I related to as a mother of two children who learn differently and who I will need to come up with strategies that are going to help them, that are going to be more effective for them. And just listening to Dr. Katie and her expertise and her passion and what she does, for her clients really opened my eyes as a mother of children who learn differently to ways that I can support my children. And I'm hoping the same can be said for our listeners. And the more we know, I think that's the knowledge piece of coaching as well. We have self-knowledge, but also just knowledge of subject areas like restorative justice and consulting with educational consultancy and that kind of thing. Just having knowledge and expanding your knowledge does help to enrich your life. And that's what coaching is. We help to enrich our clients' lives. And part of that enrichment is knowledge, knowing thyself and also knowing other things as well. That I think is what to me stood out most for me about those two guest speakers. And looking forward, like looking at season four, which is coming up after this season, one of the things, Erin, that you brought up was hope. And I think there is a lot to be said about hope, and it's coming up in so many different episodes in this season. So when we are looking ahead, like our aspirations for season four, is there anything that comes to mind for you, Erin, about any aspirations for season four?
I mean, that's a great question. And I think we're just talking about interviews, and we already have two interviews lined up for season four. So we're really looking forward to those around the topics of family constellations and grief and men and grief, actually. So really excited to keep exploring those topics. And then just kind of being a part of the process and embracing whatever is going to show up for us and how that goes, I think is so important. I don't think I have a specific hope for an outcome, which I think is a really good growth for me, having had like achiever in my top five and sometimes being outcome oriented. I think I have a hope for our process, that we continue this work consistently and show up authentically and continue to tackle more and more dynamic and challenging topics, which was one of our goals over this past year that we've really tried to do a little bit more of, especially in season three. And we look forward to embracing like the unknown in terms of additional people who we might bring on the podcast and just the hope of spreading ideas and thoughts and feelings that relate to personal development growth, as well as things that we can try to bring into our communities as well. So it's not just on the individual. My hope is that we continue that work and make positive impact. And I don't know what that looks like exactly. I don't know what the positive impact is or will be, but I'm going to sit in the trust of the process and really try to engage that with my hope for the upcoming year. LaShawn, what's your hope for this upcoming year for our podcast?
I love that you focus on the process. I have to say that it really made me think about our two episodes about the growth zone. I see you all look at Erin, she's in the growth zone. She's totally okay with, the uncertainty. She's totally embracing process and not being too outcome focused. And I appreciate that. And that really helped me kind of let go of the pressure of wanting to expand our podcast more. I'm very proud of what we do here, and I love doing this podcast with you. And I love that we come up with so many different topics. And also, we have had so many different guest speakers on our podcast over the past three seasons. And that was a surprise. And I was so excited that so many different people wanted to come onto our podcast and wanted to be interviewed and wanted to join this conversation. And it's really enriched our podcast and it's enriched my life. And I hope it's enriched the lives of our listeners. That is something that I could not have anticipated for the first year of our podcast to have so many guest speakers. And of course, we have two guest speakers that are lined up for the next season. I'm so excited about those. And I really, just like you, Erin, want to see what unfolds in this next year of our podcast. And I want to see where we grow as co-hosts of this podcast, where our audience grows, and how things will develop and evolve and unfold this season and for the second year of our podcast, since we are wrapping up our first year. And in season four, we'll be going into our second year. And I'm really excited about that, really hopeful to bring that word back, really hopeful about what our podcast can do and how we can make an impact. And I'm with you, Erin. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I feel like we have such great topics and they're thought-provoking, they're eye-opening, they encourage growth and they challenge in just the right way. And I think it would be just wonderful if we could have a greater reach. And I don't know how that's going to happen or how that's going to manifest, but I'm really excited to see where and how it does.
Maybe that's also a call out. If anybody likes to market podcasts, let us know. I could.
Absolutely. Anyone out there who absolutely call to action, spread the
But
word.
I like how you
Definitely.
framed how we have thought-provoking topics that both challenge and encourage. And again, encourage and challenge, those are two key words of what coaches training. Initial training really holds that space for coaches to work on how we challenge and encourage individuals. So I appreciate you bringing up those two words here at the end as a way to kind of connect them back to hope as well. Because our hope is, as we work with our clients one-on-one or in group settings, that we continue to be a space that encourages and challenges them to live their lives out how they want and need to. So thanks for sharing that. Maybe it's time for our coaching nugget of wisdom.
Totally sounds like that. Would you like to take that, the first one, or do you want me to go?
If you have one, go ahead. Give me one moment and I might be able to come up with something.
The first thing that comes to mind is just the knowledge piece that's come up, and with this guest speakers, and how important it is to enrich our lives through knowledge. And one thing that didn't really come up, but I think that may be kind of underneath the discussion that we've had, is opening up. and being willing to learn and being willing to be challenged. And in that, we can expand our knowledge, our horizons, and possibilities in our lives. So be open to new ideas, be open to knowledge.
I like that a lot. The openness is so important and such a good reminder. I think going back to the word hope, you know, this time of year is sometimes a good time of year to be thinking and feeling and planning for the upcoming year. And that can look different for so many people. But I think one unifying factor within that is hope and holding hope, being able to sit with the unknown and engage each day with self-encouragement and hope, I think is a nugget of wisdom that I'll impart that you take forward with you into the new year.
Thanks for joining us for Coaching as Benevolence. I'm LaShawn with Meychelle Sage Place, Positive Intelligence Coaching.
And I'm Erin with Roots and Wings, Grief and Loss Coaching.
Have a benevolent day.